Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 21st day of Shvat, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Ksubas Perek Shmini Mishnah Dalad. We've learned in the previous Mishnah that according to the Chachamim, there is a difference between fruits that a woman has or comes into the possession of when they are attached to the ground and fruits that are detached from the ground. If they are fruits that are attached to the ground, they have a din of peres. Peres means the husband can take them. You don't have to sell them. You don't have to invest them in real estate. They're there for the husband to pick. But if they're telushim, if they're fruits which are unboxed and taken off the tree, they have it in like keren. Keren meaning the husband can't just take them. They have to be sold, invested in real estate. The proceeds invested in real estate, and the husband will eat the fruits of those lands, of that real estate. Our Mishnah is going to deal with the rights of the husband about fruits that are attached or detached, not at the beginning of a marriage, but at the end of a marriage, when he divorces his wife. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mikoim sheyipo koichai bichnisasa, hura koichai bitziasa. The same area where the husband has more rights when she gets married to him, he has less rights in that area when she's divorced from him. And those fruits that he was zoicha to get when he got married to her, when she got married to him, he has less power when he divorces her. And the reverse is also the case, says the Mishnah. Mekoim shehura koicha bichnesasei, any area where his power or his rights are weakened when he married her, yipakocha bitziosa, he'll have more power when he divorces her, in terms of fruits. And the Mishnah goes on to explain this, what Rabbi Shimon means. Peres hamchoborin lakarka, any fruits that are attached to the ground at the time, bichnisasa, when he married her, and she came into that possession, shaloi, they're totally his. They have a din of fruits, of peros, and he can just take them. They're there for the picking. You don't have to sell them. You don't have to invest them in real estate. They're his. They're fruits, if they're attached to the ground. However, uvitziosa, in a situation where she is being divorced, if there were fruits attached to the ground still growing, at the time of the get, shelah, they're hers. And she takes them with her land. Because he only had the right of fruits, she takes them with the land. V'hatlushin mina karka. But what about fruits that are detached from the ground? Bichnisasa, when she got married to him at the beginning of the marriage, shelah, they're hers, meaning they have a din of karen. And if you take those fruits and you sell them and you buy with the proceeds land from which the husband will eat fruits, so they're considered karen, they're considered the principal. Or vitziosa, and yet when she leaves the marriage, when she's being divorced, if there were fruits that were detached, tlushim, shaloi, they're his. The husband has more rights. And the husband, since the husband went up, cut them down, had detached them, he's zoicha from the din of fruits, they're called fruits. The Gemara explains that when it comes to fruits that are growing still, the Chachamim actually argue with Rabbi Shimon, and they hold that just like when he got married to her, he had rights over those fruits, so also when she leaves the marriage. According to the Chachamim, they grew in the Rishus, they grew under the jurisdiction of the husband, and they were his. So therefore, the Chachamim argue. However, the Loch is like Rabbi Shimon. In fact, people are surprised, how come the Loch is like Rabbi Shimon? This goes against the normal rule, Yochid v'Rabim, Halachic Rabbim, when you have a single posek arguing with many, Rabbi Shimon against the Chachamim, the halacha should be like the Chachamim. And for that reason, they say that there's a different gears in the Gemara according to which the Chachamim are not arguing with Rabbi Shimon, but in fact agreeing with Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, the halacha is exactly as our Mishnah puts it, an area where the husband has more power when he gets married. He has less power when she leaves the marriage, and vice versa. Mishnah Hay. A woman who comes into the property of money or cash or fruits, either as a Yerusha or as a gift from someone, you buy land with them, buy real estate, and the husband will enjoy the fruits of it. Now, the Chachamim were concerned about keeping the properties of the wife intact to keep the keren, and that the husband should only give the fruits. So Amisha is going to continue talking about what rights there are for the woman to prevent the husband selling property where there is the covet of her father's house at stake. Let's have a look at the Mishnah. Noflula, what happens if the woman, the wife, came into Yerusha, she got a Yerusha from her father's house. Avodim, Ushvachos, Uzekenim. She got some servants and maidservants that are really old. And they're not really able to do heavy work, only can do light duties. And there's a fear that they might die. What do you do with those Avodim, Ushvachos? Yimachru. The husband has the power to sell them, and she can't stop it. Despite the fact that they come from the father's house. They might have been there for decades. V'yilokach ben karka, you use the proceeds to buy real estate. V'oechel peres, and he eats the fruits of that real estate. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer lo timkar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, she doesn't have to sell them. That wife can hold back the sale. She can prevent the husband from selling their avodim shvachos, even though they're old, and they might indeed die. And why can she do that? Mipnei shehen shvach b'sabiyo, because they are part of the covet of her father's house, and there is an honor in keeping them, and he can't force the issue of selling them. Naflu lo azesim ugfonim zkenim. What happens if she came into the possession of olive trees, vines, which are really old and not really productive in terms of their output, in terms of fruits. Yimochru le'etzim. The husband's allowed to sell them for timber, and she can't stop it. V'yilokach ben karka, you use the proceeds to buy land. V'oichel peres, and he eats the fruits of that land. Again, now we have not Rishon Gamliel, but Rabbi Yehuda again. Rabbi Yehuda amar lo timkor. He says no. The wife can stop the husband selling him. She can say, no, she does not have to sell it. She can stop the sale of the vines and the olive trees, which come from the father's house, mipnei shehein shvach b'sviyah, for the same reason. They're honorable. They're the honor of the father's house. The Gemara explains that this is only if the field, this machlokes, is only in the field of that's not hers. That the olive trees and vines are growing in someone else's land. That's when the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Huda, and they say that all the Tanakam argues with Rabbi Huda, and they say that he can sell it, regardless of what she says. But if the field is hers as well, then everybody, not just Rabbi Huda, everybody holds that the husband, that the she can stop him selling it. That is really shvach besavia. That really is sentimental, or the honor it gives honor to her father's house to keep it. If the land as well as the trees is her father's. Hamoitzi hoitzos al nechzishta. Person who spends money, husband spends money, on the properties of his wife, that he only has the right to eat the fruit. But he put in, he invested money. Hoitzi harbe v'achal kima. Whether he put a lot of money into it and only enjoyed a small harvest, not much fruits, v'kima, whether he spent only a little, v'achal harbe, but he enjoyed a lot of the bountiful harvests, and now he wants to divorce her, can he claim, or can she claim, for the difference between the expense and what he ate? Answer is no. Masha hoitzi hoitzi, or masha achal achal. What he spent, and what he ate, he cannot ask to be reimbursed for his expenses, she can't ask back for the fruits he ate, that's fine. But what happens if he spent money on the property of his wife? But he didn't pay anything. He didn't enjoy the fruits at all. And now he wants to divorce her. Yishova kama hoitzi. He should swear how much he spent. And that he can take. That he can ask back from the wife. And the Gemara explains this is only if the property is increased to a value equal to his expense or more than his expense. So he swears and he can take what he spent. But if it was a bad investment, and his expenses were more than the improvement of value, then he can only get with a shvua the improvement and not the expenses. And the loss, he'll have to suffer.